see you all with us. If you're visiting with us today, I would like to welcome you. I'm Pastor David Branson, and welcome to Lakeside United Methodist Church. Today is our Christmas cantatas. We are in for a treat today, a great musical program, and we're just grateful for our music department, Wendell Walton, for putting together such a nice time to get us in the spirit of the season. So I have a few announcements this morning to cover quickly. You've got connect cards in your bulletins. I would appreciate it if you would just put your information on those and drop them in the offering plate as it comes on, and that records your attendance with us today. So be sure and do that this morning. A reminder that our Advent study is continuing. This will be our last Wednesday at 7, so come out and join us for that if you would like to come and be a part of that study that's been going on through Advent. A reminder of our candlelight service on Christmas Eve at 7 p.m. right here in the sanctuary. I encourage you all to bring your family and friends and neighbors and come out and we'll have a time of just preparing for the birth of a baby. The baby is coming once again. A reminder as well, our staff love offering. The box is on the table there in the narthex. Today will be your last day to participate in that. I would encourage you all to show your appreciation for the staff here at the church through your love offering as well. Cross, this is the last Sunday for our mission jar. They're on the table on this side of the narthex, buying things for Christmas for families in our community. So if you'd like to give for that today will be the last day for that as well. Our Matthew Meals program yesterday, we had 15 volunteers serve 192 hot meals yesterday. So thank you all very much for that. Close to the team, and we're benefited by your hard work yesterday. Enjoyed a good Christmas dinner. We put the Christmas dinner for the folks yesterday. So we are so grateful for you as well on that. Like I said, today is our Christmas cantata, and we will be proceeding. Let's now prepare our hearts and minds for worship this morning.
Thank you. cloud of expectations fill us with hope this day. Birth in us an expectation of goodness and grace. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon us, that we may perceive your presence in the world and jump with joy at the blessings and hope all around us. In the holy name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
You may be seated.
If I speak in tongues of human beings and angels, but I don't have love, I'm a clinging gong or a clashing cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and I know all the mysteries and everything else, and if I have such complete faith that I can move mountains, but I don't have love, I'm nothing. If I give away everything that I have and hand over my own body, feel good about what I've done, but I don't have love. I receive no benefit whatsoever. Love is patient, love is kind. It isn't jealous, it doesn't brag. It isn't arrogant, it isn't rude, it doesn't seek its own advantage. It isn't irritable, it doesn't keep a record of complaint. It isn't happy with injustice, but it is happy with the truth. Love puts up with all things, trusts in all things, hopes for all things, endures all things. Love never fails. As for prophecies, they will be brought to an end. As for tongues, they will stop. As for knowledge, it will be brought to the end. We know in part and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, what is partial will be brought to an end. When I was a child, I used to speak like a child, reason like a child, think like a child. But now that I have become man, I put an end to childish things. Now we see reflection in a mirror. Then we will see face to face. Now I know partially, but then I will know completely, in the same way that I have been completely known. Now faith, hope, and love remain. These three things, and the greatest of these is love.
Inside the refrigerator was only a label, empty cupboards and furniture rescued from discards decorated her clean house. Her husband had left her shortly after their educationally challenged son's birth 11 years ago. Her minimum wage salary provided little. "We'll manage," she often said, and they did, somehow. She had reason to complain, to be bitter, to not believe. How did she face life so boldly? This day she would cry. We helped her put away the donated groceries from our church. They would have a Christmas breakfast, dinner, and leftovers for the first time ever. She wept when she saw the gifts and clothes for her son in the bottom of the box, complete with wrapping paper and cards. It would be the first time in 11 years she had wrapped. a Christmas gift for him to give to find under the tree on Christmas morning. The outdated but neat Christmas tree stood in the corner. Underneath was a cardboard cutout manger scene. Even the most festive home with lights, gifts, food, and laughter could not compare with the worship of a loving mother and a handicapped child sitting, singing carols. They understood the real needs of Christmas. So many with so much can have so little. Others with so little have so much. I wonder if God wept with joy as the greatest of Christmas gifts, his son Jesus, was placed in an angel's crib. God's mighty, miraculous gifts of love are found in unsuspecting, even difficult places. Toys break, clothes shrink, but love endures. It overcomes. Life circumstances do not diminish it. Please bow your heads and pray with me. We are surrounded by your love, Lord. Thank you for your gift, for the gift of your people we love. Help us not to take them for granted. You are the greatest of all our gifts, Jesus. We cannot praise you enough. In your name, amen.
Today is Jade's birthday as well, so wish Jade a happy birthday. Happy birthday. Forgiveness is about relieving ourselves of the burden of carrying our troubled past with us. Father, I pray today that we could give that up, that we could reveal ourselves fully and wholly to you, that we could reveal ourselves to the one true God who takes away all sin and restores life to the fullest. Father, thank you. Thank you for this precious gift. Let us pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory of
Come down.
with the love in which it was given. Father, we pray that it would be used to better your kingdom here on earth. We love you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Now for our Christmas cantata. The First Noel. Please hold your applause till the end of the cantata today. It's a piece put together as a unit, so we would appreciate it if you would hold your applause until the end. Now, sit back and enjoy the First Noel.
Thank you.
season is a song of French origin that is centuries old. Its verses retell the entire Christmas story, and they encourage us to give thanks to God for the incredible gift of His Son to be our Savior. The word Noel means Christmas, but it also, like singing, Happy Birthday. And what better way could there be to welcome our Lord than to join in singing a birthday song that celebrates His coming to earth? Under any circumstances, the events surrounding the birth of Jesus would be dramatic. Mary and Joseph had already faced suspicion and scorn and danger. They had traveled far from home, and then Mary had to deliver her son in the stable. Yet this story is so much more. The baby was Emmanuel, God with us. He was the long-awaited Messiah. He was the Lamb of God, born to carry our sins to the cross. Can't help but begin lifting our own joyful songs to honor him. We proclaim that He is God, He is King, and He is welcome in our hearts.
Thank you.
In our minds, the manger has become forever identified with Emmanuel's coming. It's almost as if the spotlight of history shines on it, so we can't ignore it or forget that the very heart of Christmas, there is only this: Jesus, God's only begotten Son, was born for our salvation.
Jesus, be the center of my life today.
Come into my heart and be Lord and Savior. There may be others who have forgotten what it was like when they first knew your tender love and mercy, and they responded to it so readily. We pray that this will be the moment that they'll reach out to you and say, Jesus, be the center once more of everything I am. Let us never come to Christmas without being intimately aware that you are the reason, the heart, the center of it all. We love you, we worship you, and we give ourselves to you anew, saying, Jesus, you are the center of our joy. We pray this in your beautiful name. Amen. Old Testament scripture with so many prophecies about the one that God would send to redeem us. And every one of them was fulfilled in the birth, life, death, and resurrection of that little baby, born on that holy night. Our Savior has come, and that is why we are filled with hope and joy.
Thank you.
Amen. A child, a Savior has come. Don't sit down. You might as well stand. We'll have our closing hymn. Number 240 is being projected as well.
Amen.
Let's stand for our closing hymn. Hark the herald angels sing.
Thank you.
remind you guys. I know that Pastor David did remind you guys in church that the Christmas Eve candlelight service is Thursday, December 24th, obviously, at 7 p.m. So I hope to see all of you there, okay? And thank you.
All right, let's bow our heads and bless the food. I'm sorry. We'd also like to thank today Al, who donated the cake. It says, Happy Birthday, Jesus. Thank you very much, Al. We appreciate that very much. If we would have a word of prayer, and then we can get started. If you bow your heads. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this day. Thank you for all of the folks that have joined here today. Thank you for the choir and the message that they gave, Lord. And Lord, just be with us now. Bless the hands that have prepared this food. Bless the people that will be partaking. And give us traveling mercies as we go into our homes and through the week, remembering that you are the center of all of this, that it's not the trappings of the world. It's you're the reason that we enjoy this season. In Christ's name we ask, amen. Amen.